Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Natera Branch, CEO of Houston Exponential, which has a goal of connecting and promoting Houston's growing innovation ecosystem. Natera joins me today to discuss what 2023 meant for the community of startups and innovators here in Houston, as well as to give us the inside scoop on the newly revamped H-Town Roundup next spring. Hi, Natera. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Love talking to you.
It's been a full year since we've had you on the show, and a little bit over a year since you've taken on your role at HX. So I'm excited to kind of look back and look forward with you. It's that time of year when we do that. So when you think of 2023 and look back on the year for you and for HX, what kind of comes to mind in terms of accomplishments, and how have you defined the year in that way?
Sure. No, this has been an incredible year for me, learning wise, personally and professionally. People ask me, why did I even take this role? Coming into this, and I was like, well, technology and innovation is in my blood. I love it, and it's so interesting to me, and it's where the future is going. But I really was around that sports tech area. That's how I entered into the conversation. But sports tech is what I know. And all tech is how I grow. So personally, this has been such a tremendous, tremendous year. And to meet so many phenomenal founders in the greater Houston area has been personally amazing for me. But professionally, where we've taken HX from when we started last year versus where we are right now, I think is tremendously different. We have a different strategy. We have a different structure. We have a different aim. We are still mission driven and still, moving forward the ecosystem from the founder point of view, but doing it in a different way that's founder focused and founder led. And that's what I am super excited about for next year. I'm super excited about all the things that we've accomplished this year. And it's just a momentum that, is just amazing. I just came from an event from Entrepreneur Week, Black Entrepreneur Week, and the energy in the room from that and from, the Houston Startup Showcase and just so many different events that people are now, just doing things that are incredible and so much energy around this entrepreneurship and technology and innovation that it's a great time to be in Greater Houston. Great time.
Well, I know you mentioned how HX has evolved in this past year, and that makes a lot of sense because, it was acquired and transitioned into a for-profit and you came on board. So now what does HX look like these days? I know you mentioned structure and strategy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I want to address the nonprofit versus for-profit part, because a number of entities are for-profit, and as an accountant, I always have to make this distinction. Every company is needs to be profitable, whether you're deemed as a nonprofit or not. You got to be profitable to do your mission, right? And so sometimes people get hung up in that, but it's not necessarily a change of what we've done. It's just that now we're not government funded, or we are now having to be self-sustainable. So we are providing services that will allow us to make sure that the services that we have for entrepreneurs are free or dang near free, as I like to say. So as an example, Houston Tech Rodeo this past February was free still to the founders, and all the sponsors and the services that we create from the sort of more profitable kind of parts of HX funded that. We really want to keep the founder in focus. And that's what we have to get paid for and be self-sustainable. So that's why it was the switch. It wasn't so that we could go and be this, you know, big billion-dollar unicorn, but we are trying to get billion-dollar unicorns in the greater Houston area. We're needing those exits and those cash events. And so with HX's new mission of really being founder focused and inclusive, you know, we really are going to be able to support entrepreneurs in a much greater way than we have in the past. And you asked about one of the biggest things that changed, you know, from that, it's really around that greater Houston focus. Not that we weren't necessarily, you know, solving problems and working with and collaborating with people that were around the region, but now there is an intentional effort to be greater Houston. We say we are greater together. It's not just a Houston conversation. It's not just a Harris County conversation, but it is a greater Houston region conversation. Because if you look at our legacy industries, they're not in Houston proper. They're, most of them are either expanding into or core active, you know, participants are outside of the Houston proper area, but we just happen to live in one of the greatest or around the greatest cities in the country. And so that greater Houston actually gets that tentacle, that support from that. And so how do we all have, whether it's the Woodlands or Fort Bend County or Katy or Baytown, how do we find our unique proposition that feeds into this puzzle of greater Houston region? And that way our ecosystem is that much stronger. We are greater together. And so that's one of the biggest things that we are trying to articulate with our founders, our funders, our fuelers, is that we have to operate, act as, integrate, collaborate as a greater Houston region. And that's one of the biggest changes for me. And what I see is going to be one of our greatest strengths. Really, Natalie, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't necessarily think about where those legacy industries are. They do have little pockets around town and they're not downtown, not at least predominantly. So one thing that I think really was a big topic of the last time we talked for the podcast was how you were really diving in and meeting and greeting everybody in the community and learning from them so you can take those learnings back and really activate on that. So now that it's been a full year and you've had this really massive listening tour that started over a year ago, but what were some of those takeaways that you had? And then talk a little bit about how you're addressing some of them already.
Sure. So I will say the biggest part of the listening tour for me personally was just the people not believing that we could do it collectively. So just, you know, we always tell people, you got to put it all on the table. We're not necessarily succeeding the way that we want to succeed because of something. So let's not just be nice. Let's get in these rooms and really hash it out. What is it that's holding us back as a greater Houston region? And that first piece was surprisingly the lack of collaboration amongst people who have the same goal. And it wasn't because, you know, people were selfish. It wasn't because they had a different goal. It wasn't because they just didn't, you know, mean spirited, because that's not greater Houston. That's not our residents. That's not the folks that move here. It really was because they had no way to connect with people and connect with them on a deeper level. So as you know, Greater Houston's so big. So if you're on the west side, if you're on the north side, if you're downtown, you know, to be able to connect to those different places is really difficult. And so that was one of the key pieces of information for me. Is like someone in the Woodlands may need someone in Sugar Land, but without driving down that highway for the, you know, umpteenth time, how do they get there? And so how we're fixing it is we're working with greater Houston companies and partners and founders and people who are supporters to solve those challenges. And so we're creating this digital village, and that's going to roll out. It's rolling out now, but it will be announced at H-Town Roundup, which we'll talk about. But it's around how do we connect all of the constituents in a digital village, and then that's complementary to the physical villages that we have. And that's what's so wonderful about this city is that or this region, I'm sorry, is that it's not just one city and it's not just one space. So we have a phenomenal building in Ion. However, you also have, you know, out on the west side, you have Britmore with the Cannon. You have the Innovation District in the Woodlands. You have all kinds of different things that are happening around the Sugarland area that are coming up through the pipeline to be announced soon in Missouri City and things of that nature. And so there's a spaceport. People had not heard of the spaceport yet. And I mean, if you haven't been to the spaceport, you are missing out on what is Greater Houston. People had not been to TMCI. And so that is one of the things that we really are trying to make sure of, is that constituents and participants in this ecosystem know all of the different resources that are around town and can easily assess whether they need to be there or it's just really cool to go, honestly.
I do feel like there is a need to connect digitally. There's just been not, you know, that impetus, that like meeting ground. And I think it is well overdue. I mean, in theory, and it would have been nice to have during COVID, because then we could have done more collaboration in that way. But yeah, so I guess, you know, with that listening tour and kind of seeing what people needed and now kind of implementing actual ways to address those concerns, what do you see HX positioned to be in the ecosystem? I know we've talked already a little bit about this, but like when you look to the future, what do you hope HX is doing?
Three things. We are a connector, a facilitator, and a promoter. So we are connecting entrepreneurs with the resources that are in this region. So we like to call ourselves the front door, the wayfinding sign, no pride in authorship. You know, if you need a mentor, we're going to help you get a mentor. If you need a, we're not necessarily, you know, sitting down with you and creating your business plan, but I sure can help you to find somebody who can, or somebody who's in their industry, or mentors that are, you know, in that space. If you need a co-working space, these are the places that you have available to you. People ask us all the time, you know, what's, you know, some of the resources that are out there. And now we're making those lists of those things. And we're rolling out our website. We've been rolling it out, honestly, all year long. But every time somebody has a really great idea, we're like, add that on. But now we've said, stop, let's get this thing out of here. But it's now a digital calendar, so that we can, you know, make sure that people don't have events on the same day, or at least if they do, that, you know, they're well aware that what else is happening. We're having this map of the ecosystem, so people know where to go. We're having, you know, a whole laundry list of who's mentors, who's advisors, who's just really friendly in the ecosystem as builders. And so those are the kinds of things that we want to be as that connector in the ecosystem. And then we're a facilitator. How do we make sure that the great resources that are in this town are connecting? So we've started these 15-minute feedback sessions, and really, it's been so far entrepreneurs. We've had an influx of entrepreneurs who have just, you know, raised their hand and said, you know, sign me up kind of thing. And then organizations as well. So it's like, how do we start to make these collisions happen unnaturally? Since they're not happening naturally, how do we make them happen unnaturally? So if I know you need something and they need something, how do we make those work? I'm marrying a lot of people, as you will, because some of those concerns and those challenges are being identified. And now that I have a bigger picture of what are the resources of Greater Houston, we can start to marry people. And you're going to start to hear to me, when I talk about, you know, what you're going to hear between now and February for HTR, it's like, it's big. We are doing some really, really big things, specifically in the capital activation portion of the ecosystem. We've had a really big challenge with investment. We just put out a report with the GHP around venture capital from the 2022 season. And then obviously we'll get into 2023 rapidly right after the end of the year. But it's around that Greater Houston is not investing in Greater Houston. So how do we fix that? How do we fix the fact that we haven't had a lot of angel investors and in angel engagement? So we went to the strongest partner in that space, and that's Houston Angel Network, and said, okay, you guys have this. There's an area that needs what you guys have, and you all need what they have. How do we collaborate? Those kinds of things are happening all over this Greater Houston region. As long as people are raising their hands, we haven't even gotten to the people that we believe that they can connect. We're you know, synthesizing the ones that are raising their hand to feel like they have alignment with others. And so that's really a big thing. And then the promoter. I asked from the time I got in to to now, who are our big players? And I think Greater Houston suffers from the fact that we have a benefit of having a variety of industries. And so if you're in the health space, you may be able to name off, you know, what are our biggest innovations in that space, or your energy may be able to name off the biggest industries in that space. But we're unlike other areas who have, you know, our top five are from the, you know, these specific consumer driven types of apps or consumer driven types of technology. We have this region is rich. We have a lot of industries that we're number one in or number two in. And so we have a lot of opportunity and space to really win. But we really want our region to be proud of a number of the exits and a number of the unicorns and the number of growth companies that are here, and be able to all sing those songs. And so that's what one of the things that we're doing is promoting the success story, so that when someone asks anybody from this ecosystem, hey, who are your success stories? Bam, 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 bam. You can name those off. And that's what we're also working on, because we believe in the power of people like you, Natalie, who are telling the story, our storytellers. We want to equip you with being able to say, we have a lot of success happening. Because when people start to see success out of this region and in a uniform way, then they're going to say something special is happening. We know it's special, but we want others to know it's special. And then, and that's going to take us all singing from the same hymn book. So connector, facilitator, and promoter.
Well, I think we have to just go ahead and get to the big news, which is that you've rebranded Houston Tech Rodeo into H-Town Roundup. I'm excited to hear about the impetus for this. And when did you decide you wanted to kind of revamp? And what were your goals with that?
Sure. So I attended Houston Tech Rodeo this past February. And it was, to me, what we had designed was to make sure that people in the ecosystem knew what other people were doing. But honestly, it was right when the transition happened, and we're bringing forward a lot of things from the previous ones, and timing was another challenge that we had. This year we've had a whole, you know, almost greater part of a year to sort of start to think about, you know, what could be different. How do we serve the founder? And so we started saying, like, let's replace this with this. Let's replace this. And what do founders need? We're listening to founders every single day, every single week. What do they need? Let's go from that lens first. And so we started revamping it. And one of the two key pieces of nuggets of information that we got is, one, people thought that Houston Tech Rodeo was tech for the rodeo. And two, they thought that if I am not a true techie, I don't belong. So you have founders who have tech-enabled companies that were solving tech problems or innovative companies. They didn't feel like they belonged. And that's not what we wanted this to feel like for anyone or exclude anyone. And so this allowed us to round up everyone that's in this ecosystem. So whether you're a tech person, an innovation person, or you're making impact in between those two, that this is H-Town Roundup is allowing us to be more inclusive. And so it's going to be a catalyst for more innovation, more ideation, more collisions to happen in our ecosystem. And it's not just this one sliver of the ecosystem that's going to thrive, and a couple of people who know better that we're trying not to be exclusive in the tech space, because you need all of that. And in the one industry that I always pick on is the salon business. So it's like, you have businesses that are salons, and that's everyday general USA. But if you exclude them from the conversation, then you don't get companies that are innovative like the Essalon. That's an innovative company, not tech enabled, just an innovative company. But then if you exclude them, then you don't get people like StyleSeat. And StyleSeat is a tech enabler. And so that allows you to, you know, book an appointment and talk to a stylist anywhere in the country. That is general kind of company, small business, innovation, and tech enabled. Before, Tech Rodeo would only include the tech enabled. And that's excluding all the ideation that could come from the mass population of entrepreneurs that want to do big things, that want to scale. And so that's what we're trying to do, is get the entrepreneurs that have these big ideas that just don't know where to go, and have them join us. And so that's why we love the fact that we re-partnered with Code Launch, that is allowing for people who have ideation or they're in pre-seed stage or, you know, that earlier stage to get their products developed. So shameless plug for Code Launch. We are super excited to have, you know, I think they have 6 developing companies that are, they're volunteering their time to help companies to get their ideation to wireframes and to get them, you know, developed. And it's a competition. So it's even cooler because you do win some stuff. And so it's one of those things where we want to do a number of different activities that's helping to learn. That's the biggest thing I've said to our team is I want people to come away from H-Town Roundup having learned something and being able to take it back to their business, being able to take it back to their community and say, I learned this. Not just, you know, they will get the networking part, which is good because we're bringing back tech and tequila with Blue People. But it's also those collisions and those panels and that great information, but also complimentary to the workshops to roll up your sleeves. Let me learn something.
Absolutely. I think hearing that explanation is really helpful and to learn, like kind of making it more inclusive in this and cast a wider net of entrepreneurs. But when you think about it, and I know obviously we're still a couple months away and there's probably some of the finer details to be determined, but from a programmatic perspective, what does that look like? Is it still multiple day? Is it multiple location? What's that look like?
Awesome question. Yeah. So it's going to be a longer week. So strap on. You've got a long week ahead of you, Natalie, a lot of coverage to do, but it's going to be from Sunday, registration as we had last year to all the way to Saturday. We did not have, the Friday activated and we didn't have a lot of things on Saturday. You're looking forward to founders lounges this time. So where we're getting founders together to have really brilliant conversations. You're looking forward to receptions that are specific to connecting our corporate partners with their target types of founders. You're looking for youth impact because we're actually developing our pipeline. So there are a number of organizations in this ecosystem that get sort of, we all want to shout their names, you know, saying they're doing great things, but they don't get the stage and the microphone to be able to talk about some of the things that they're doing and talk to the students that they're serving. And so we want to bring them in because I think it's a great way for them to see aspirationally these companies. This is what I'm learning about. And so we're going to have a significant groundswell of youth at H-Town Roundup as well. And then you're going to see, you know, Innovation Day, because we are attempting to create and or foster the culture of innovation. We really have to pay attention to that ideation stage and the big ideas. We don't want just, hey, I need to, you know, finish my business plan. I need to finish my coding. I need to talk to an investor. That's a really big, important part of this ecosystem. But what about that person who just has this really big idea and doesn't know where to go? That's going to be a part of that. And so you're going to see panels, award-winning panels. You're going to see great networking. You're going to see mentorship hours where people are going to take time and answer your questions. And you can go to a space and place and have those questions answered. You're going to see a tech bar. How does this work? People keep saying I need to be AI friendly. My company needs to be AI friendly. I'm trying to sell hats. What does that mean? And so it's like, you know, we want to make sure, like I said, people walk away having learned something from a founder's lens. We're connecting companies with people who are licensing, the universities who are licensing. So you're going to see all of that. And we have almost all of the same locations that we had last year. We're still working through those details. And then we're adding on some new ones. We're also in the very early stages of creating tours around the ecosystem to make sure that even if we're not having panel sessions at a specific place, that you're able to get on a van and go to, you know, a particular place and say, oh, this is what they meant by this shop. I did not know this was a wet lab. I did not know that this is a maker space. And so that is also going to be included. We may not have, you know, sessions there, but we want people to be proud of what's happening in Greater Houston. And we want them to be able to say, oh, I've seen a spaceport before. Yes, the spaceport is this, 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 and this. we want that. And so that we're doing everything we can to make those that available to the participants that will be there for H. We're calling it HTR so people can transition. Houston Tech Rodeo, H-Town Roundup, still same letters.
Well, I know last year, and you've already mentioned Code Launch is returning, and that was a big hallmark event too for HTR. And so that's returning. And what should founders know about that process? Because I know the deadline's coming up.
The founders should know that the deadline is December 10th. We want Code Launch Houston to be the biggest Code Launch that Code Launch has had. So let's just start there. We have the capacity to be the biggest Code Launch that there ever was. And it should give people like an excitement that the winner of the last Code Launch, Matt Bonacero, who is the founder of E360, he won Code Launch Houston at Tech Rodeo this past year, but he also beat over 100 startups from 6 Code Launch events around the around the US and Mexico. So he's an international winner, and he won $100,000 in investment capital in the national competition. So Greater Houston, we stood up in the Code Launch, thanks to Matt, and won the national Code Launch event. If that doesn't give people like excitement to say there's something here, I don't know what does. I literally don't know what.
I went last year. It's really cool. What I think is kind of different too, it's not just like a pitch competition. Like if you're paired with one of the companies that's a partner or sponsor and they're supporting you. So it's like the company wins and you know the startup wins too. It's like a big celebration. It's really fun from an attendance perspective. But yeah, founders listening should definitely check it out to see if it.
Founders and their friends. We need founders to also tell their friends. We want to be the biggest. We want to have the most applications. We want to have the best attendance. We were going to have the best show. We want them to know that Greater Houston is on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, from, I guess, any other like big parts of the week that you want to highlight?
Sure. So we're also
Code Launch is a big event.
So we're looking at right now, finalizing the finalization stages. We used to have a keynote speaker, so we're trying to bring that back as well, having a keynote speaker that is relevant to the community. And then, like I said, the biggest one that I'm excited about is making sure that we have happy hours every night. So that's the Tech and Tequila. We're going to be anchored by Tech and Tequila on Tuesday. And then also, so those are our networking opportunities. And because people, that's the number one thing that people said is I want to network with other founders in a casual opportunity where it's not, you know, we're exchanging cards over, you know, a panel session and trying to get to the next panel. It's really around those relaxed timeframes. So that will be all throughout the weekend. So that's really good. Panels at multiple locations. Again, we're working on having all of the ones from last year. And if not, we certainly have some new ones that are coming onto the fold, and then being able to get out to different ones that people have not seen or even heard of. And so that's going to be exciting to me to be able to display and champion all of what Greater Houston has to offer, all the way, like I said, from the Woodlands all the way down to Fort Bend. And everywhere in between, we're going to showcase what Greater Houston has to offer, not only on a Houston stage, but on a national stage. And that's going to be really cool. And then we're days away from announcing our concluding event on Saturday, but Saturday will be our impact day. And so a lot of the companies, organizations, pipeline, youth, and all of that kind of good stuff is going to wrap up on Saturday. And we're going to have a really good food event on Saturday that people should know about, that some people may know about, but we're days away from announcing that.
I think that's a lot to look forward to, and can't wait to see as things get announced. It's hard to think about it, but it's just around the corner. I mean, yes. It'll be here before we know it. So one thing I love to talk about at the end of the year is this look back, look forward. And I wonder how you would define Houston's innovation ecosystem and or HX. I feel like they might be hand in hand, or there might be slight variations for each. But yeah, how would you define 2023 for Houston innovation?
I think it was we took a step back. I think it's, if I had to sum it up, it would be we took a step back to take a step forward. And that was across the board, whether you were an investor, an organization, an entrepreneur, because there was so much uncertainty in the financial world. There's so much uncertainty in, you know, how to get help and that sort of thing. And even for us as an organization that's trying to bring everybody together, we had to take a step back and say, when we were started as an organization to now, what did we need then? And what do we need now? Two totally different things, same mission, as I said, but just, we need something different. We have a lot of resources, but how do they all start to come together? So let's take a step back and everybody knows that I was football and sports. It's like, let's revisit the playbook. And what are those things that we're facing? We want to win, you know, the big game, and we can't use yesterday's tools to get there. So how do we re-engage, reimagine, and restructure in today's world to make sure that we're going to be prepared for the next 5-10 years? And that's what I would sort of sum it up, is we took a step back to take a giant exponential leap forward.
I guess in the same vein, what does 2024 look like? I like the question specifically to boil down to just one word, maybe a phrase of what your hopes for Houston innovation for next year.
I think it's strategic partnerships, in two words, strategic partnerships. I think that whether it's your HX, whether you're a founder, a funder, a fueler, or an organization that loves and supports all three of those categories, you are going to thrive by being greater together through strategic partnerships. We have got to learn how to meet and collaborate and engage with each other. So that's what I would boil it down to. It is going to be using our strength of, you know, this region comes together like no other. And when we do, it's powerful. And there's no reason we can't do it in this ecosystem, this part of the ecosystem.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, strategic partnerships could also mean a lot of things. Like, it could mean partnerships for startups, mm-hmm. partnerships for startup development organizations. So that's a good one to think about, because yeah, the world's our oyster in that capacity.
I mean, you've got affinity groups, as an example, that there's 3 and 4 serving the same, you know, group. And so we're now bringing those groups together across multiple ways. And now that's powerful. And so it's those kinds of things, and companies who are saying, I may not be able to do this by myself, but if I, you know, if I have one part and your company has one part, if we go and bid together, we're going to get it. You're going to see strategic partnerships coming out of Greater Houston like no other. And that's what's going to propel us to that number one spot. I'm going for number one. I'm not going for top 5, not top 10. I'm going for number one.
Yeah. And yes, you have to go for number one. We have to set that goal, as an ecosystem like Houston can really achieve that. So may as well shoot for the moon. We've done it before as a city.
Exactly. We've done it before.
Awesome. Well, it's always great to catch up. And I think we have a lot to look forward to in 2024, and it's wild, but yeah, it'll be here in the blink of an eye. So thanks for talking with me and looking forward with me.
Well, I thank you for having me, and what you guys are doing at Innovation Map, it continues to be critical for the ecosystem to tell those stories. And you certainly are telling these stories and getting the voice out for Greater Houston region. So thank you as well.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.